John, what are you doing?
I'm on Grindr, Scruff, and Jacked all at the same time.
Why are you on Grindr, Scruff, and Jacked?
I'm looking for dates.
Why are you looking for dates?
I'm looking for our friends, listeners, and viewers who are single and looking for love.
I have a better solution than that.
Yeah.
Listen to Queer Money episode 491 because today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ friendly cities if you're single and ready to mingle.
All right, let's do it.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
So evidently there's quite a few of us who are single and ready to mingle,
Just a
right?
little bit.
Yeah. Per Pew Research in 2022, around 47% of the L's, G's, and B's that are adults are single, compared to just 29% of straight adults. Now, unfortunately, the Pew Research data did not have anything about transgender folks. But what's interesting is that there are a lot of LGBT people who are looking for love.
That's why Grindr, Scruffed, and Jacked are so popular.
Exactly. You know what? Even I think that there's probably quite a few people who are coupled up that are on those apps as well.
Well, maybe.
So, folks, we've pulled some data to combine with the data that we have from our LGBTQ friendly cities series. And we went out and found information about cities that are the best cities for single people. And we found that WalletHub, website polled 182 cities across the United States and ranked these cities based on whether or not they were a great city for single people. They included 150 of the largest metro areas in the or mar largest cities in the United States. Plus, they made sure that they included at least two cities from every single state. And they looked at these cities across three dimensions. One of those is economics. One of those is fun and recreation. And of course, probably one of the most important ones, dating opportunities.
So within those three dimensions, they analyzed a total of 35 different metrics. So for example, for economics, they looked at restaurant meal costs, average beer and wine price, average price for two tickets to go to the theater. For fun and recreation, they looked at metrics such as restaurants per capita, wellness centers and spas per capita, and the presence of music festivals, because who doesn't want to go to that? And then for dating, they looked at share of single population, mobile dating opportunities, as an example. And then this is my favorite, Google search traffic for the term Tinder. And of course, there was a total of 35. Those are just a snapshot of what they included. And each metric was graded on a 100-point scale, with a score of a 100 representing the most favorable condition for single people. And finally, they determined that each city's weighted average across all metrics were calculated based on its overall score and used as resulting score in the rank of order as their sample.
Yeah, so folks, what we did is we took the WalletHub's data and we topped it with our data.
Oh, my.
Right? One of the things you're going to find about the data that we're going to share here, or the cities that we're going to share here, is that all of these cities are cities that scored a 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index. The reason why we use that is because we know that a city that has scored a 100 on HRC's ranking is a city that has a very strong LGBT population and folks in the city that actually support that by being inclusive and putting out ordinances and laws to try to protect those individuals. We also included our normal information like rent prices and home values coming from Zillow, cost of living from bestplaces.net, US Census data on median and average incomes. And our economic information that we pulled has really has an emphasis. What we have pulled is an emphasis on economics, and we wanted to stick with that because we wanted to make sure that the list that we're talking about here is very similar to the data that we've pulled for this whole series.
Yeah, I think this actually, I think this is a very poignant topic for single people, because it's if you're living alone, it can be a little bit more challenging with the cost of living. Trying to cover rent or trying to pay a mortgage if you're living alone just makes everything more exponentially more expensive. If you have to if you can't split utilities and water, gas, and whatnot, you're paying for that 100% yourself. As a single person, that could be kind of challenging. So if you're a single person and you're looking for optimal conditions to meet a potential life partner or partners, whatever the case may be, you want to maybe do it in a place that doesn't sacrifice your financial security. These are some cities for you to consider. That being said, this list is going to piss some people off.
Right.
You know why? Because New York City is on here. San Francisco isn't on here. Chicago isn't on here. LA isn't on here. And apparently, I know that we've been harping on this on the on episodes, but I can't tell you the number of negative comments we get on social media just by virtue of the fact that we mentioned Ohio. We can't even talk about Ohio. And people who've never been to Ohio are like, this is the worst place in the world for people, LGBTQ plus people to live. But
they've never been to
there. And we live here and we know a lot of LGBT people here. So I'm not sure like where they're getting their negativity. And I get like, actually it's probably from the news, right? There's not a lot of great news is coming from some of these locations, on a national level. On the ground, the experience is a little bit different and some people don't have the option to just fly away and go to New York City and LA and San Francisco. And some people have a number of reasons why they need to stay locally. So, what we're doing is just following the numbers. We're not including our personal opinions on these locations. Some of these surprise us, but because they surprise us doesn't mean we're going to take them off the list. But, many folks are going to bash this list, especially the winning cities.
Yeah. And those comments, folks, are for the jaded gays, like the t-shirt that I'm wearing says.
The Jaded Gay is a podcast episode, a podcast we were just on. So definitely check out The Jaded Gay. It's a great podcast. So starting our list, we're going to go from 10 to number one. We actually did review a total of 178
cities. There were 182 cities on Wallet Hub's list. We did drop off four of the cities in part because being able to collect data on those four cities was very difficult. So, to be clear, they were not cities that got a 100, so they probably would not have ended up in our top 10 anyway. So
if you want to see the more exhaustive list of 170 some, simply go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities. Is it cities or gay cities?
Cities.
queermoneypodcast.com/cities, and you can see the entire list. But we're just going to share the top 10. So starting with number 10 is Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
On Wallet Hub's listing, it scored the 8th position for singles overall. It scored the number 2 position, however. What you could do on Wallet Hub's ranking, and we'll include the link to this particular article in the show notes, the newsletter, as well as the description if you're watching on YouTube. And you can actually filter based on the different variables they had. So overall, the overall score for singles overall, as well as you can filter what's the top one for fun, what's the top one for economics, and what's the top one for the other category. I forget what it is.
Dating up.
So when you filter for overall, it scored the 8th position with Madison, Wisconsin. When you filter simply for dating opportunities, it scored the number 2 position. That's definitely poignant information to have.
Yeah, people in Madison are getting it on.
Exactly.
The dating community.
Exactly. So of the 182 cities that Wallet Hub did rank, this is the highest on our particular list when it comes to...
our top 10, right? Our top 10, this is Wallet Hub's top position. No, it wasn't number one, but it was their
highest ranking.
Their highest ranking.
Yeah. So we don't have anything higher than a Wallet Hub number 8.
Right. And we'll explain why that is a little bit later. Yeah. But some other information about Madison.
That would the queer money analysis, the overlay that we're going to do. It has the highest median income on our list of 10 here, $60,000 per year, highest home values at $354,000 per property on this particular list. Highest rent, unfortunately, at $1,455 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. It also has the highest cost of living at 101.4% of the national average. And this is the only city on our list of 10 here that we're going to talk about today that has a cost of living higher than 100,
yeah,
or the national average.
Yeah. One of the things I will point out is that our data pulls data for rents of a two-bedroom, two-bathroom. Wallet Hub only looked at rent for one bedrooms. And we know that not all single people can afford to live alone. So we wanted to make sure that we included, yes, all the single ladies can't afford to live alone. We wanted to make sure we included both of those. Coming in at number 9 is our first showing for the state of Ohio, and that is Columbus. Columbus is an amazing city.
Yeah,
Short
north.
Yep.
Fun place.
It did end up at number 34 on Wallet Hub's list 47% of Columbus population identify as people of color, so Black, Hispanic, Native American, etc. Per GayCities.com, this part of Ohio ranks among the highest per capita for donations to LGBTQ political causes in the United States. And also per Out Traveler, Columbus, Ohio is a queer hotspot, and we can vouch for that because we've been there
a couple of times. It's great for queer people. It's great for pizza.
it does have a really good foodie vibe going on in the North area.
Short North, and we had a very fancy dinner there, right? Is where we had the fancy dinner with the fancy gays?
Yep.
Yeah, it was a very high end fancy dinner, and very enjoyable. So you have your options for pizza or fancy dinner,
and everything in between.
Everything in between. All right, number 8 on our list is our second of 4 showings for Ohio, and that is Akron, Ohio, where we've been to several times for speaking engagements. Wallet Hub, it ranks 112 on Wallet Hub's listing for overall for singles. It scored the 42nd position for economics, validating our score from Queer Money Podcast episode 413, where we said it was one of the, it was the winner position.
Yep. Number 1 for the state of Ohio when it comes to affordability and LGBTQ friendliness.
Exactly. Our Queer Money analysis for this particular episode, though, this is the, of the 10 cities that we're talking about here today, this has the lowest rent at $1,117 per month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment. And it's also a very diverse city. 44% of the population identify as a person of color, Black, Hispanic, Native American.
Coming in at number 7 is St. Louis, Missouri. Wallet Hub gave this their 28th position overall. It also came in at number 28 for fun and recreation, right? So people in St. Louis are evidently having a lot of fun. On our queer money analysis, it is the city with the lowest home values, coming in at $160,000.
More accessible for more people?
Yeah, more accessible homes there. It also, though, does have the lowest median and average incomes, coming in at $51,000 and $63,000, respectively. It also is another city that is very diverse. 53% of the population in the city identify as people of color, Black, Hispanic, Native American. Author and professor Gregory Compass named St. Louis as one of the 50 fabulous gay-friendly places to live for its live and let live attitude, extensive cultural attractions, and flourishing nightlife.
Just need to vote out Josh Hawley.
Yes, exactly.
Number 6 on our list here today is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wallet Hub scored it a 94 on its overall list for singles.
Capital One Auto Navigator does more than just auto financing. We're here to help you find a car you love, too. Shop millions of cars from thousands of dealers nationwide. Research your favorite makes and models. Explore dealers near you and more. All on Auto Navigator.
So we are continuing our Queer City series. You can catch the whole series right up here if you're watching on YouTube by clicking that link. If you're listening, there's a link in your podcast player for the whole series. Last week, we covered the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly cities for people who love their puppies.
Aww.
Again, if you want to watch that and all the puppies highlighted, you can click that link up here if you're watching on YouTube or the link in your podcast player.
So some more podcast love. This one comes from Haley B. Dubs, who said on Apple Podcasts, as a longtime listener, I'm honestly surprised I haven't left a reviewer sooner. We agree. Not only do I love Queer Money and I look forward to every episode, I recommend it to everyone. Well, thank you very much. Money is such an awkward topic for many, but Queer Money makes it such a comfortable and digestible topic. Even if you're not into the whole money scene and talking about it 24/7, give this podcast a shot. Well, thank you, Haley B. Dubs. I don't know who they are, but thank you very much for finally giving us a review. And if you are listening or watching, please give us a review or a rating on your favorite podcast player or YouTube after you give us a thumbs up. And maybe share this. This is a sort of a fun, organic, simple way to maybe get the conversation started with a friend or a family member who should talk about money.
Yeah, right. If you find it difficult to talk to either your partner, your friends, your family member about money, this is an episode that isn't about money. And so share this, click that share button on YouTube or in your podcast player, share this with them because they may be interested in this kind of information.
It's like all right. Sticking the tip in.
Yeah. Oh, Let's get into the top five, John. All right, coming in at number five is our third showing for the state of Ohio, Cincinnati. WalletHub gave this the number 13 spot for singles overall, in part because it came in at number 25 for fun and recreation, and at number 34 for dating opportunities. So it sounds like...
Maybe they should start to respell it, S-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
We will be getting to Cincinnati this year as part of the Queer Money Live tour that we will be doing. And I can't remember what month it is. We do have that information.
We'll be sharing
more of that. So make sure you're on our newsletter.
Well, that said, we'll be in Columbus as well.
Yeah.
All right. Definitely make sure you're on our newsletter so you can make sure you don't miss that. Number four on our list here today is Cedar Rapids, Iowa. On WalletHub's listing, it comes in at number 36 overall for singles. It comes in at number 16 for economics, so that's pretty stellar. It scored the number 2 position for the lowest cost for a one-bedroom apartment,
right,
which is the metric that WalletHub used. And of course, remember, we're using the metrics for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. But this kind of validates our ranking, giving it the number 1 position for Iowa when we did Queer Money Podcast episode number 455. And very, very important. It scored the 29th position on WalletHub's list when it just comes to dating opportunities.
Yeah. So
get to dating.
Lots of reasons why it ended up at that number 36.
Tinkering in Cedar Rapids.
All right. Number 3. We're entering the top 3. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Lots of reasons why it ended up on this list here for WalletHub. It was the number 18 spot for singles for WalletHub. It did come in at number 24 for fun and recreation. And I will say that we have a good friend that lives in Pittsburgh and has lived there for an extended period of time and was a major influencer in helping get the whole riverfront area redeveloped. He was a part of that all of that activity. And the downtown and that riverfront area is exploding with lots of fun and recreation opportunities.
He was maybe more of a party gay when he got there and he really, really enjoyed it. And now he's
college gay when he got there.
Yeah, now he's married and has a child and he's a more settled down gay. And every phase of his life, he's enjoyed Pittsburgh.
Exactly. It also did come in at number 36 on WalletHub's listing for dating opportunities. It is slightly less diverse city, but 37% of the city there identifies as people of color, Black, Hispanic, Native American, etc.
All right. The runner-up position on this particular list today is the fourth showing for Ohio, and that is Cleveland. Cleveland does rock.
Apparently. Yeah, exactly.
It scored the 64th position overall for singles on WalletHub's metrics. It scored the 35th position for dating opportunities, the 60th position for fun and recreation. And it is the third highest ranking for percentage of singles in the city. So
yeah, there's a lot of singles going
of
on.
Single in, people. And so it was Cleveland that really, really made that one person on YouTube angry that we even talked about it. So they're going to be angry that we're talking about it again. But you know what? This is our list. If you don't like our list, make your own.
Exactly.
The Queer Money Analysis, this has the lowest cost of living of every city of all these 10 cities that we're analyzing today, coming in at 77.2% of the national average. So that's affordable. 47% of the population identify as a person of color, Black, Hispanic, Native American.
Yeah. Our number one spot is a city that just keeps on showing up in our top 10.
You gotta make it there someday.
Yeah, we do have to go visit. It's on the other side of the lake from us. Actually, now I think about it. Actually, I don't think it's. I can't remember. I'm gonna mess up my geography. Yeah, right here. But the number one city is Rochester, New York. Why? Well, it did come in at as number 46 on WalletHub's list, in part because it's number 18 for dating opportunities. It's number 80 for fun and recreation.
18.
I'm sorry.
Oh no,
18 for dating, 80 for fun and recreation. And it is has the fifth highest percentage of singles in all the cities that WalletHub looked at. Back in December 2023, The Guardian had an amazing article about how Rochester, New York is becoming a safe haven for trans folks.
Very, very cool. So if you're curious what the winning cities are for each of WalletHub's metrics, for economics, the winner is Fargo, North Dakota.
Not surprising.
It scored the number one position when we did episode 415 for LGBTQ plus affordability and friendliness. Dating opportunities, go to Juneau, Alaska. because I think there are a lot of men there. So if you're someone who's looking for a man, whether you're a man looking for a man, a woman looking for a man, whatever,
or somebody in between looking for a man,
There are a lot of men there. So I don't know how what the dating life is if you're a man looking for a woman. That could be a little bit challenging, or you're a woman looking for a woman. But anyway, Juno Alaska scored the number one position when we did episode 481 of the Queer Money Podcast. And for fun and recreation, could anybody guess the funnest city on this list? Las Vegas.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So you may be asking yourself, why doesn't the Queer Money Top 10 match Wallet Hub's Top 10? Well, there's some reasons. First of all, Wallet Hub's data equally weights economics, fun and recreation, and dating opportunities, because that's really what they were looking at. Of course, our list, because we're focusing on LGBTQ friendliness and affordability, we emphasize LGBTQ friendliness per HRC's Municipal Equality Index and affordability based on our metrics.
And we overweight the LGBTQ plus friendliness by 5, right?
Yes, we do. Exactly. Wallet Hub's top 10 cities includes cities like Seattle, Las Vegas, Denver, Atlanta, and Austin. But what's interesting is not a single one of these showed up in the top 100 when it comes to the economic rankings for Wallet Hub. As a matter of fact, only 3 cities showed up in the top 100 in that top 10 list. So we wanted to make sure that we were including other things that single people might be concerned about, things like
paying the bills.
Yeah. Childcare. There are a lot of single parents out there. The groceries, we all need to eat. Utilities, those kinds of things were not included in Wallet Hub's list, and we all need those, right? So that's why they're slightly different. And we have included that in our cost of living look.
Exactly. So those are our top cities for LGBTQ plus singles who are also concerned about their finances. So hopefully this list blows up your phones, blows up your Grindr accounts, blows up your Tinder accounts, and blows up your bank account. We'll be right back after these messages. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One, N.A., member FDIC.
Thank you for joining us for another episode. Get your Queer Money takeaway and resources mentioned in this episode in this week's newsletter.
Then join us next Tuesday when we share the top 10 investing terms all investors, everyone listening and watching, should know. And next Thursday when we cover the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities for couples.
Aww. If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each of the lists that we've been analyzing, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities. Click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click right up here if you're watching on YouTube. Have a great weekend. Thanks again. Oh,